The South by Southwest Interactive Festival just wrapped up in Austin, and Winter Mitchell from Pop Rocket is here to give her take on this year's festival and how it reflects the tech world right now. Welcome, Winter. It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you, too. I feel like I'm back with family.
Full disclosure, Winter was one of the amazing production coordinators at Tech TV, so maybe you remember her from back then. Now she's a digital consultant and a social media maven. Let's start with what is the next big thing in tech? What's last year? It was Meerkat. What was it this year? Was it anything?
I think the focus this year was really on, we've been oversaturated by applications. We've been oversaturated by what's going to be the next big thing. Meerkat certainly made a splash last year, and then it kind of, they went under the radar this year. I think users definitely still use the application, but I don't think it advanced to the level that people were expecting it to, especially since Facebook Live has taken over and sort of brought that instant access to a larger swath of your audience that's sort of on a platform dedicated consistently. I think lifestyles, embracing a lifestyle and the Uberification of not only applications, but being able to sort of enhance your life by having something immediate and being able to access it quickly. I think innovation in that sense was sort of built on a bigger platform and presented more clearly at South By this year. I think people are a little tired. You don't need more photo apps. You don't need another social network to join. You kind of are staying, if you're a long-term tech user, you're staying where you're going to be, and you've kind of staked your claim there. So you're staying there. You're not really sort of going back and forth anywhere else other than where you're going to be. So I think the focus this year was really talking about how to enhance your current lifestyle with technology. Also, there was a lot of discussion about virtual reality. Samsung had a huge installation and activation. A lot of networks really put some money into making sure that they were represented during Interactive as they went into film and music. And then also drones. There weren't a lot of drones in the air, but there was definitely a lot of drone discussion talking about that, especially in the case of when we're talking about privacy. Drone companies were there representing themselves, and then they were also joining into conversations about how their work, what they're doing to sort of work within the constraints of what the government is allowing them to do. So it was definitely more like how your lifestyle is being enhanced by technology versus here's another app, I'm going to shove it down your throat.
So, Tim, I know you were only there for one day, but did you get a similar feel when you were there?
Yeah, absolutely. I unfortunately had to leave pretty early, so I didn't get to see too much. But VR was absolutely everywhere, which was pretty impressive to see. Winter, was there one VR demo that kind of stood out to you as being ahead of the rest? Was there anything that stood out to you in that regard?
It's I live in Hollywood, so I like Dazzle and I like free drinks. So Samsung definitely put together an amazing and compelling case for what they're giving consumers. So I definitely think in the sense if you're talking about getting this product to consumers quickly, Samsung made the best case for it. Obviously, people are trying to still figure out what they're going to do once they have these products. So I think Samsung was the best at demonstrating what can actually be done once you've gotten a hold of the hardware.
Speaking of Samsung, I know that one of their announces for South by Southwest was Samsung's Waffle app. Did you hear about the Waffle app at all? Like, I think Samsung probably had ambitions for this to potentially be the South by app of the year.
I didn't hear about it.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. It dropped off the face of the earth. I think it actually, personally, I think it kind of ties in with what you were saying, Winter, which is just that at this point, an app like a social network, South By has been really good for social networks to kind of be born there and flourish. At least we have two really good examples of that, Twitter and Foursquare, I believe. And right. Ever since then, there's been this expectation year after year that South By is going to have some major thing that's going to, blossom and grow, and it's going to be the thing we're going to be talking about for the next 10 years. But that really just kind of doesn't happen at this point. I don't know, was there any sort of kind of on the street vibe as far as the quality of the show? Were people disappointed that there was no breakout something?
I think that South By Interactive is still getting its bearings in Austin. And I think that what I felt like there wasn't as many people this year, I feel, that were I know a lot of companies were hesitant about sending staff and sending representatives there. I think that has to do with a lot of things. It's expensive. Let's just be honest. It's not something that can be done in an economical way, really, without a lot of planning. But I also think that if you don't have anything to really talk about, and there's not like an update to your app, or there's not a new product announcement about the application, and especially because such a lot of the larger platforms are still kind of in this weird growing pains, Twitter in particular, I think it's better to just stay away and kind of not make yourself known if you can help it, because you don't want to have people start asking a ton of questions. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, a lot of companies were down there, but they weren't readily to just get on the stage and start talking, interjecting themselves into anything without a huge announcement to follow it.
Right.
So since Tech TV, you've worked in the film industry. Has the interactive, is it bigger, or is it still smaller than the film part of South By?
I think that there's starting to become a lot of overlap. A lot of movie premieres are happening during interactive because so many influencers are in town for the interactive portion. So like Key and Peele's Keanu, they had a special screening Saturday night. Then Mike and Dave, they had a screening and party with and coordinated with Funny or Die on Sunday night. So there's a lot of overlap, because I feel like if you have the attention of influencers and journalists who talk about social media, and the industry, the film industry, honestly, is dependent now on social media to sort of be the word of mouth. I think that there's becoming an overlap, and I really fully see going forward that this is just going to be across the board, one of those things where they all just merge into one another. I know that there's like a split down the middle. Some people really don't like the interactive audience, that the visitors that come to Austin, and some people really enjoy the music people much more. But I'm seeing that there's a lot less money in music and film, and there's a lot more money being applied to the interactive portion in terms of advertising and sponsorships.
So a few months ago, South by Southwest kind of had this tone deaf mistake where they were it had to do with online harassment panels where they were inviting people and then they were getting threats, and it was kind of just a mess. But they ended up kind of recovering by saying they were going to have a summit. Now, you went to some of those panels. What was the turnout like?
It was sparse, to say the least. I'd say for a room that can hold about 200, there would be about between 10 to 20 people in the room. It was disheartening. I think that would be the best word to say, is disheartening.
So is that the result of disengagement, or is that a result of kind of like the fallout of the kind of the public relations aspect of everything that happened a couple of months ago? What do you think?
I think it's both. I think it's logistical. First of all, it was at off site from the Austin Convention Center, which is, you know, wasn't that far away. I'd say about a mile and a half away. However, when you're going back and forth between panels and then you're counter-programmed against that, right, these are all just located in one section of the city that wasn't heavily trafficked by a lot of people. A lot of people weren't going to that hotel for anything other than community. Another thing is that there is PR fallout. Who's going to go to this? The people that actually ended up representing themselves, we had some people from Vox, Emerging US, Genius represented there, and obviously Brianna Wu. There was sort of this sense that we need to be there because we know that we're trying really hard, but there was also a lot of personal discussion from the staff about what they've experienced. I think one of the best responses was from one of the reps at Genius when he talked about how they don't feel the heat yet from their community harassing users because they've curated a group of people that are just there to talk about one thing. And he doesn't yet feel that pressure. So I think there was there was definitely a level of interest, but I also think people just are nervous about talking about this in a public forum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I mean, small groups is the way to go, because then you can control them in some way. But yeah, it is. You feel like you talk about, you say the word Gamergate, and all of a sudden, you know, you become a target, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, Gamergate, it goes beyond just gaming. Women are experiencing this on a multitude of platforms, and anybody from any group and when it comes to women can talk about a specific type of harassment. So I think there's also that, like the larger population of women might not gain. So they think that this is sort of only reserved for a section of a faction of women that are actual gamers. But the reality is Gamergate has sort of become, in my opinion, a term that can sort of cut across all of the types of harassment that are represented online. It was disappointing that they weren't there, but it was very interesting that of the panels that were represented, there was a lot of press now talking about what did South By not do their best to make sure that this was attended well? Did they not do right by the panelists? Do I think this is going to happen again? No, I don't even think that this might have been the right venue for it. But I think it did open a discussion. I think there is just a matter of trying to figure out how to have this conversation, protect the panelists, and protect and still have something come out of it that will actually benefit people so they don't feel like they're just sitting there not actually getting a solution.